First. La Dolce Vita, Javier Cugat. Have some band remote broadcast on the radio back in the day, live in 45 with Woody Herman in the first heard. But first, I want to go down into the swamp here for a second. We are located right next to the Cypress Lake. It's kind of a little swampy lagoon area. On the campus of university, there's frogs out there, probably some possums and raccoons, gators. Be careful around there. Don't go too close. Mama gators can be very protective. And I want to thank you for joining us last week for our fundraiser. We did quite well. We appreciate your support. We'll continue to do our best to provide quality programming, very unique to the radio, to the terrestrial radio world. And we're on the broadcast at 88.7 FM, HD radio, for those with the newer style radios. It's like you're in the next room, or it's like you're in the same room as the musicians. And we're also on the web, on the internet, krvs.org. The cooler weather seemed to have chased the mosquitoes away for a bit. That's great. Come back in studio.
What am I to do? Nothing sinking in the
water. Feel like that all the time.
And it's singing in my ears.
You shall be flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood.
Everything is going extremely well.
Last Wednesday night, I got a telephone call. They were having a monster movie ball. The boy said, man, if you're feeling brave, hurry on out to the coconut grave. 12 o'clock, we're all gonna rock at the monster movie ball. Well, I went to that party and I must declare there was beans and monsters everywhere. The zombies all wore ponytails. You should have heard those werewolves wail. Every girl was out of this world at the monster movie ball. Well, I saw the creature from the Black Lagoon. The Phantom of the Opera was swinging a tune. Vampira winked her evil eye as Frankenstein came dancing by. Dracula did the cha-cha-cha at the monster movie ball. Dr. Jekyll was there with his blue suede shoes. Quasimodo was singing the blues. The shrinking man had his short shorts on. The invisible man was real gone. What a thrill, they were dressed to kill at the monster movie ball. Everybody was there from the House of Wax. Mighty Joe Young played a honking sax. The witch doctor got up and sang. Ooh, ee, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Peter Lorre was late, digging up a date for the monster movie ball. Oh, the band was playing Don't Be Cruel. A mummy was dancing with a real cool ghoul. The thing was there from outer space. Oh, we bopped and he hopped all over the place. I saw a mole doing the stroll at the monster movie ball.
to my soul, it was really weird. Well, they danced all night till the sun appeared. Man alive, they sure looked beat. Every monster there was dead on his feet. What a thrill, it haunts me still. The monster movie ball.
Spike Jones.
I got real shook, I heard the strangest sound. I saw the purple people eater, and to my surprise, the witch doctor sitting by his side. The witch doctor had a little guitar in his hand, and they were popping and rocking with a two-piece band. Purple was a-blowing like the people eater should. Witch doctor picked like Johnny B. Good. They went a... I got trouble, that's what he said. Girls keep laughing about the horn in my head. The witch doctor smiled and I heard him say, yeah, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play. There in the moonlight it seemed so strange, as they blowed a chorus of Home on a Rain. They were coming on strong like rock and roll stars. Played the sweetest music of the side of Mars. They went a... Cats from outer space were giving their all, and I could tell the way they rocked that they were having a ball. They were coming on strong, I was clapping my hands, stopped long enough to say,
easy man.
So at twilight time, when the sun goes down, back in the woods on the edge of town, people all together from a mile around, they hear Doc and Old Purple play the crazy sounds. They go,
yeah.
Chevrolet, a few Halloween treats for us on the Big Band Swings program. Here's a treat.
An alien from afar, spewing forth upon you a pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike. Am I the you before, the you you were when your world was new? Or am I the you that you will be tomorrow? Through me you see your future or your past, I know not which. For I come from that spark of light so far in space, your mind the distance could not comprehend. It was once my home, and calls to me when I look up into the void. But it is not the verdant place your planet is that warms and cools you as the seasons go. Oh no. My mind recalls a seething cauldron flung among the stars and satellites and galaxies of boundless time. There, through evolution, I became the creature I am now. No heart or feelings show in me. Perhaps I'm better off than you, for I see things without emotion as they are. Some may envy me, but I pay a price to be from human feelings free. Perhaps in me, you see your destiny. From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewing forth upon your pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike.
Leonard Nimoy and Alien on our Halloween edition of the Big Bang.
Were you following any of that? I was kind of daydreaming, and I guess he's not from here, he's from another planet. So maybe is Vampira.
Vampira, my dear, are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, Drac, I haven't had so much fun since I was alive. just the very sight of you. And all of a sudden my heart sings when I remember little things. Your razor blade against my wrist, the very first time that we kissed. When our lips met, the whole world rocked.
We didn't know our fangs were locked.
Such happiness I never knew.
Oh, I was batty over you.
The night you took me for a drive and softly whispered, "Drop a line." The bar next to the cemetery.
Our favorite drink, a Bloody Mary.
The punctures on my throat explain what happens when you love in vain. Remembering all these little things, all of a sudden my heart sings.
Vampire, my dear, shall we dance?
Like crazy, Drac.
Oh, darling, you look so ghastly, ghostly. Where do you get your makeup? From Pillsbury?
No, man. From Helena Frankenstein. The day I change my name to yours.
I bought two graves marked his and hers.
The thing you did was my face red. You taught me how to smoke in bed, and then you left the gas jets on and flapped your wings and you were gone. Remembering all these little things, all of a sudden my heart stings.
Oh, vampire, we make such a gruesome twosome.
Yeah, spooky, spooky, lend me your comb.
And then I discovered he was a teenage brain surgeon.
I was out of grade school at 6, high school at 8, college at 10 and a half. And after 3 years pre-med, I was the head doctor of brain surgery. After operating, I'd pause, tighten the gauze, wait for applause while my patients laughed hysterically. Obviously, they were in stitches over me. I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a knocked out, fractured brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town. While the other kids were digging Dick Clark from coast to coast, I was a digging Dr. Kildare, like man you know the most. Even when I was in grade school, I had that medical look. I never got past the appendix whenever I opened a book. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Suture.
Suture.
Oops, anesthetic.
Anesthetic.
Ah!
Whenever I went out dancing to make my night complete, I brought along my stethoscope. Man, you hear the wildest beat. One night the band was playing "I've Got You Under My Skin." I scared a fella half to death when I said, "May I cut in?" I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a rockin' rollin' brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town.
Who's Dr. Kildare, Dad? Everything is going extremely well.
It's good to know.
Soundtrack music from the film 2001. Is it 2001 or 2001?
The Witch's Tale. The fascination of the eerie, weird, blood-chilling tales told by old Nancy, the Witch of Salem, and Satan, the wise black cat. They are waiting, waiting for you.
Be careful out there at night. You never know what's waiting, waiting for you in the shadows. She got your friend with you, 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. I'm Lee, man in the air chair, comfortably ensconced in the Cypress Lake Studios on the campus, University of Louisiana, Lafayette. Thanks for your support during fundraiser. Let's do it again another from 1990 to 2022. How long has that been? A bunch. And we hope to be able to continue for a bunch. Wow. Tell you what, this all these sound patterns are starting to scare me, especially that scene from 2001 where the monolith is discovered and then he's propelled into hyperdrive and going into the future. All those effects and so forth. I need to read the book. Make more sense. But it was a very disturbing movie. Got this Bob Hope album, and he's got little commentaries on a lot of the holidays from Christmas to 4th of July. Uh-oh, listen.
In thunder, lightning, or in rain.
When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won.
There is foul and foulest air, hover through the fog and filthy air.
As true today as it was back then.
But that's enough for now of modern witches who ride to sabbats in automobiles instead of astride the traditional broomstick. Suffice it to know that magic is real, everywhere, unseen, unfathomable.
Oh, look, the shish kebabs are ready. Bob Hope also did a segment on Halloween.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am again for Halloween, which means tonight is gate night. Our front gate is an old rickety thing, so I put a sign on it, help yourself, and the kids did. They stole the front door. But it's been a great day. For a joke, I wore a black mask around the halls of NBC this afternoon, and the first person I met was my sponsor. He handed me his money. I said, I'm not a hold-up man, I'm Bob Hope. He said, keep it anyway. You might as well steal it from me direct. We always celebrated Halloween when I was a kid. In fact, with our family, it was practically a year-round deal. We couldn't afford costumes, so on Halloween, us kids just wore sheets. In fact, we were so poor the rest of the year, we wore pillowcases. That's why I occasionally start laughing at nothing at all. I've still got a feather somewhere I can't find. But Halloween is a wonderful time, and I can't help but remember what a terrific party we had at my house last year. Everybody came to the party. Cary Grant drove up. Bing Crosby drove in. And the musicians brought their girls. What girls? They all looked like test pilots from a broom factory. None of them had any teeth, but the trombone player's girl was prettier than the rest. She had lips. We played all the Halloween games, but the drummer's girl wouldn't duck for apples. She had such big buck teeth, she nodded for watermelons. And we played a lot of games. There was one where the fellas stuck their heads in a pail of water until some girl pulled them out and kissed them. Bill Holden was pulled out by Betty Grable. Jimmy Stewart was pulled out by Ava Gardner. And I was pulled out by the pull motor squad of the Toluca Lake Fire Department. Toward midnight, things got rather gay. I don't know how much liquor was drunk, but at 5 in the morning, Ralph Edwards dropped in and told everyone the story of their life so they could find their way home.
Who's Ralph Edwards, Dad?
And I was really lucky after this party. When I looked my house over the next morning, there wasn't a bit of damage. I have a ranch-style house I built along the Los Angeles River, and that's exactly how I found it the next morning, along the Los Angeles River.
Ralph Edwards had a TV show on. I think it was on every day. This is your life. They'd take people out there on stage, and then they'd spring all this stuff on them. It's like, and we've got your first grade teacher who's going to tell us some very embarrassing things that you did back in grade school. Let's go to the radio broadcast from this Café Rouge Club, July 28th, 1945, with Woody Herman.
In a novel sort of way, here's some advice from Woody and the boys. Don't worry about the mule. Don't worry about the mule going blind. You just hold to that line. Don't worry about the cow being poor. Drink all the milk and ask for more. Don't worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. Don't worry about that mule. Baby, just hold to that line. Don't worry about that mule. He ain't no fool. Don't worry about that mule. Mama, just take it slow. Some flying high, some flying low. Somebody's got to go. I know that you know that he knows that she knows that, baby, gotta take your time. Don't worry about that mule. He ain't going blind. Don't worry about that mule. Baby, just hold to that line. About the mule going blind, you just hold to that line. Don't worry about the cow being poor. Just drink all the milk and ask for more. Drink, 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 drink. Seven up.
Into every good dance must fall a little of this rhythm, styled musically and vocally by Woody Herman. Good, good, good.
That's you, nice, 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 that's you, that's you. Fine, 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 that's you. Good, 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 baby, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. Every time I kiss you, oh, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find a proper adjective, a sentimental compliment to give you. Good, 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 that's you, nice, nice, that's you, fine, 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 that's you, good, 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 sweet, 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 fine, fine, yum, yum, good, baby, that's you.
Again, is lovely Frances Wayne. There's no you.
My pillow as soft as the will-o'-the-wisp, and in its song there is sadness because there's no you. The lonely autumn trees, how softly they're sighing, for summer is dying. They know that in my heart there's no gladness because there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The lonely clouds hover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the hall. In spring we'll meet again, we'll kiss and recapture the summertime rapture we knew. And from that day nevermore will I say there's no you. Thank you.
Francis Wayne now sings Out of This World. Here's the lineup on the next tune. It's by Neil Hefti, who's a trumpet player with Woody Herman. It's titled Black Orchid. Okay, Woody. Thank you. Columbia has brought you Woody Herman and his orchestra playing in the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Lyrics featured Francis Wayne and the maestro himself. This is Stuart Young, reminding you for the music of the day in the deep of the night, always turn to CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And we thank you for tuning in to 88.7 FM, KRVS, public radio in Acadiana, on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Lee Kleinpeter.
It's another personal album, gang, and this time we've got a real treat for you. A blue plate special with a tasty combination of piano, guitar, and bass. And here to serve it is the King Cole Trio.
Thank you. And now sliver some of that skin, soldiers, while the boys and I bounce out a little solid musical food you can dig your teeth into. Solid potato salad.
Some folks like their taters liney, some prefer French fries. But I like mine fixed with mayonnaise, coleslaw on the side. Solid potato salad, that solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Solid potato salad, and let's have no yak yak. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud, for some solid potato salad. Solid potato salad, that solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Solid potato, salad. Don't hesitate, go get a plate before it's all gone. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud, for some solid potato salad. Solid potato salad, that solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back.
Count Basie wrote Miss Thing, played by the Nat King Cole Trio. Thank you.
Ah, nice pitch there, Nat. And now what's the nation's number one trio after all those polls gonna trot out here?
That's easy.
Get your coat and your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just break your feet to sun side of the street. Can't you hear the pity pat of the happy little tune that you're step? Life can be so sweet on sun side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. I'm not afraid because my worries are over and the road's crossed over. For never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller with gold dust at my feet on sun side of the street. Grab your hat, your coat, your vest and cane. Leave your worries on the doorstep. We're going by and by. Just to rake your feet to the side of the street that's sunny. Can't you hear the pitter-pat, the rat-a-tat of the happy tunes at your step? Life can be so sweet on the side of the street that's sunny. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade. I'm not afraid, cause the words are over and the road's crossed over. If my number never comes out, we'll still be rich as Rockefeller and we'll constantly be mellow. Gold set our feet on the side of the street that's sunny. Shade with the blues on parade. I'm not afraid, cause my words are over and the road's crossed over. If a number never comes out, we'll still be rich as Rockefeller and we'll constantly be mellow. Gold set our feet on the side of the street that's sunny. On the side of the street that's sunny.
Big Band Swings and Trios, Nat King Cole Trio, Nat King Cole Piano, Oscar Moore Guitar, and Johnny Miller Bass.
See what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I'm having the same. Go see what the boys in the back room will have, and give them the poison they name. And when I die, don't spend my money on flowers and my picture in a frame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sighed, and tell them I cried, and tell them I died of the same. And when I die, don't buy a casket of silver with the candles all aflame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sighed, and tell them I cried, and tell them I died of the same. I die, don't pay the preacher for speaking of my glory and my fame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sighed, and tell them I cried, and tell them I died of the same.
What'll it be, gents? What'll it be?
And now we present.
present a hysterical, historical chiller, Frankenstein's mother-in-law, or Paul Revere's other horse. It is late at night. The scene, the laboratory of Dr. Boris T. Skrod. He is busy performing a complicated experiment.
Now, let me see. I pour in some H2SO9. I add some B7H9NO3. Some KL702H. Now I stir the mixture. There must be an easier way to make clam chowder. Come in.
Good evening. I'm Paul Revere.
And I'm Dr. Boris Skrod, sometimes referred to as the Mad Doctor.
Why are you mad?
Because I was kicked out of medical school.
Doc, I'm a blacksmith.
A blacksmith? Now, why would anybody want to become a blacksmith?
I want to forge ahead.
Forge another one. The one you're wearing's got a hole in it.
Two arms! One arm.
Doctor, I've got to go and warn the citizens. You've got to help.
How?
I haven't got a horse. There isn't a horse in the whole of Boston.
Where are they?
Running in the third race at Suffolk Downs.
But I haven't got a horse.
Look, I've heard it said that you can make mechanical robots. You've got to make me a mechanical horse. The British are coming.
Here come the British with the bang, bang.
Well, I'll try. Now, let's see. What do we need first?
Legs.
Legs. Take a look in the bottom drawer under L.
Okay. Say, this drawer is full of arms.
Oh, gee, I'm so untidy.
What else will we need?
A body. Aha, here's one hanging on the coat rack. I'll put the legs on. Now a head.
Hey, it's beginning to look like something.
Uh-huh, now all I need is a mane. I'll take this mane.
Ah! Mane, you took part of Vermont, too. Hey, it looks wonderful. But how are you going to make it live?
I'll just attach these electrodes to it. Then I throw the switch.
But look, it isn't a horse, it's a man. Look at those muscles. It's a horrible monster. It's rearing up on its hind legs.
It's going to speak. Listen.
Rising pleasant.
Did you get that? As Vaughn Monroe with a deep, deep voice. Open the door here a second and look outside. Oh, yeah, the frogs are still there. From the Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana, it's been the Big Band Swings program. Thanks for your support during our fundraiser. I'm Lee Klein, Peter. Later.